Kill Radio Lost.
Yeah, it's all working.
Okay. They can hear us talking right now.
They can hear us talking? Did we give any of our secrets?
No.
I wasn't picking up.
Never give me secrets.
Okay. I've got secrets galore. Maybe not. Maybe a
There's
try.
There's a lot going on in here.
There is.
How did it get so hot?
Because you're in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. S-A-R-I.
Sorry to myself, Damn. Mom. I'm sorry to my God.
The fan.
Freedom!
Fuck that shit. I quit my job. All you motherfuckers go out there and quit your jobs today. Enjoy your summer.
I want to be free.
And happy birthday to me.
I want to be free. Free. It's on.
If you're free, give us a call.
I always tell you to quit your job. It's about time you listen.
I know. I gave my boss 2 weeks yesterday, and he said, okay. Today he called me and told me, don't come back. I'm like, just giving me what I want. Bitch.
Thank you.
He's only screwing himself.
Ha ha. Which ain't so bad. I just saw Kinsey last night.
Me too.
Oh, you did too the same night?
Oh, no, wait, on Sunday. I watched it on Sunday.
That movie was good.
It was good. I just didn't
No,
like
Monday.
It was really good.
It was really good. Really I saw good. It in the theaters.
Yeah. So. I miss everything in the theaters. The last movie I saw in the theaters was Bubba Ho-Tep.
That okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
It's an awesome movie. It's
really great. Everyone should go rent that movie.
Bruce but and Kinsey. Dojo in the know. Bruiser and Shamber on the out.
I just wish that he didn't end up puncturing his foreskin at the end.
Ew, wait,
I feel like negated.
Oh, and Kinsey, oh. Thank
yeah.
you.
I was like, what?
Who did that?
I know. I was like, I just saw that somewhere.
But she didn't do that. Now I have to break up with him. It's a little too much for Circa. Are we singing?
Yeah.
Barbershop Quartet?
I don't... Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Break it down.
Yeah, go ahead. You start.
No. Amber, you start. You're in the bright colors. Bright colors equals singing duty.
How does... When was that law?
I think you should know me well enough. New laws are created daily. Life is ever changing. You cannot step twice in the same river.
Good point.
Circa 92's 30-second philosophy. Today's 30-second philosophy that, based on the essential Alan Watts given to me by Joseph for reading, is that we are like a boat on an ocean. We should not look past, look at the past towards the wake that we have created, but otherwise onward toward the direction that we want to be heading. The only thing we have is the now. And Amber did not walk. That's my phone, perhaps. It could be.
Do you have T-Mobile?
I have Sprint.
Oh, that's a T-Mobile
Sprint,
ring.
You can send me a check now.
Assholes. Those are not endorsements. They don't get free endorsements on Kill
no.
Radio.
But my exploitation t-shirt line does. And one day, please log on to www.tomloveskate.com. Okay, let's get a music on. You guys, call us
so
with requests.
Hot,
that's
don't
kind of
call.
Fun. 213-252-0990. Sarah, I love phone calls.
No, you don't.
Lou, we'll prank phone call.
BB, you don't
Watch
have any tattoos, huh?
I'm a virgin.
Ha ha, me too. Not like these sluts over here.
I don't know what I need to, like, poison my skin for. I do enough.
I know. All that beer you drink.
Enough. No, I don't like anything too long, you know? So it's like, I just get sick of everything. I can't see, like, something on me for, like, the rest of my life.
I've liked pickles Word. Since I was in fourth grade.
Do you have a pickle on you?
No, but usually I always have a jar in my fridge, even if there's nothing else.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Music!
Break it down.
Remember. If I... Oh, uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Thank you.
You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman went and drank full bottle. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time, people in a bottle. There's people living in a bottle. Listen to me. See that sister, her shirt was fine. Oh, she started drinking wine in a bottle. She told me, old man committed a crime. He's doing time. Now she's hanging in a bottle. I seen her out there on the Cena. The man tried to help her. She cussed him out and hit him in the head with the bottle. They turned to me, they asked me, girl, don't you think it's a crime? No way. And time after time after time, people in the bottle. There's people showing up in the bottle. Give me another good example. You see that jet in a regal suit, I ain't nothing damn near blue. Doctor helping young girls along. If they wasn't too far gonna have problems. But the offenders of the dollar eagle said, what you doing, man? Illegal. Now he's in the bottle. And now we watch him every day. He's trying to chase the prisons away from the bottom. He turned to me, he said, get my hat now. Don't you think it's a crime? Come on, hit the lick one time, Steve. Yeah.
ነገሮች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ የዘገየሽበት ምን ይሆን ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ ቢደርስ መምጫሽን አስበው ይጠባበቁሻል አይኖች ተርበው እፎይ ባለ ልቤ ፍቅራችን አግኝቼ ሊያዩሽ ጓጓሉ ተርበው አይኖቼ ናፍቋል አይኖቼ አትሰውሪያቸው ተራቡ ሱሶነሽባቸው አይ ናፍቋል አይኖቼ አትሰውሪያቸው ተራቡ ሱሶነሽባቸው የዘገየሽበት ምን ይሆን ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ የዘገየሽበት ምንድነው ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ እንዳንቺ የሚናፈቅ ከወዴት ይመጣል ቁም ነገርሽ ልብን ይመስጣል ረሃብ ማቴ ለኔ ክብ አንቺ ነሽ ካጠገብ አትጥፊ ያኔ ማረፊያ ነሽ ናፍቋል አይኖቼ አትሰውሪያቸው ተራቡ ሱሶነሽባቸው ናፍቋል አይኖቼ አትሰውሪያቸው ተራቡ ሱሶነሽባቸው የዘገየሽበት ምን ይሆን ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ የዘገየሽበት ምን ይሆን ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ እንዲያዩሽ ፋብለው አንቺን በመጠበቅ ይፈዛል እንባትለው ናፍቋል አይኖቼ አትሰውሪያቸው ተራቡ ሱሶነሽባቸው አይ ናፍቋል አይኖቼ
Let's see here. I don't know. I went to this really crappy party for these two people I can't stand.
Yeah, they suck. Tell us about this party.
Yeah, where was it?
Why weren't we invited?
I don't know, but you should have been there.
Yeah. Was it popping?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty stressful for me. Like, everything that could happened totally did happen, like my car breaking down.
Oh yeah,
getting equipment that only works for, you know, the owning operator, not just the borrowing operator person. So
you had to say like magic word or something.
Yeah, abracadabra just didn't work. It totally sucked. So yeah,
next time you'll be a pro. Yeah, that equipment.
I don't want to be a pro, okay? No, it was a lot of fun. I had a very fun time enjoying both of your guys' birthday.
Us, we rule.
We do.
Shout out to Tracy.
Oh yeah, Tracy.
Tracy
is so easily amused. Yeah. Tracy.
We're also saying hello to a guy named G-Money.
G-Money.
Yeah, if we all could say his name at the same time, I think it'd make him happy. Ready?
All right.
Hi, G-Money.
In a one, in a two, in a three, in a four, G-Money!
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 Oh, wait. There's somebody else. Mr. Callisto.
Callisto.
At 213-252-0998. Oh, Callisto.
Callisto.
No, he's surfing.
Oh, as well he should be on this fine day.
I want
to go. Let's go surfing.
Hey, let's just leave right now.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, this sucks.
Do we have Beach Boys? We should play some Beach Boys.
No, we're not playing the Beach Boys.
No way.
There's not one person on there that is wants to hear the Beach Boys.
You guys love Pet Sounds.
If you do, then there's something seriously wrong.
I've been there. Well, we all know there's something seriously wrong with me, but I don't think my fondness for the Beach Boys.
Oh, wait. Maybe we can play.
No.
Do our little screams.
Beach Boys are so good.
No.
No,
it's okay. If you want to hear...
How can you say that they're good, man?
I don't know how you can say they're not.
Okay.
I may be. After I saw Kinsey, I might be a 3 on the 1-6 scale.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't like them.
Am I?
Yeah. I'm like,
we're not
you know, and also, I think it's indicative of how you were raised. No. I mean, I grew up with my parents playing it in good times, like barbecues, Beach Boys in the background.
And you didn't tell them that this really sucks.
I really enjoy. I like vocal harmonies. I think it's nice.
They sound like their balls haven't dropped.
I just think it's nice. I guess I just wasn't made for this world. It's very smooth.
You're not.
You guys, can
me.
I tell you a real date story that my friend just went through?
A real date story.
It's a real date story here, live at the train wreck on killradio.org. Second date. First one went swimmingly well. He pulled a cute move. He text messaged her as he was right next to her that said "kiss me," which I guess is cute in the moment. So they kiss.
That is kind of cute.
It's really cute. You know, he was. But, like, there's a little backup to it, too. Like he was like, you keep text messaging this other person, whatever. And so he text messaged, kiss me, and that was, like, nice. Sparks flew, whatever. Heavy makeout session by the car. Segue into second date. He invites her over to his house to hang out before whatever it is they're going to do. And when he opens the door, he's in a robe. Yeah, which totally nullified the whole experience prior to. She didn't even know how to handle it. Like, opened the door in a swank satin robe and was like, hey, jazz music pounding slightly in the background and drink set up. And
what did she do?
No third date.
Did she just leave? Did she just bail?
No, but I think it made her uncomfortable, and he just didn't get it. The worst was he put... No, but you guys, I forgot the clincher. The worst is that he pulled out the Rumi, the Book of Rumi, and he started to read Rumi to her.
Oh my God, I love this guy. We're putting him in a fucking movie.
Like, does that still happen?
I would run.
I don't know. You have to be fucking insane to do something like that. And you know, you got to give the kid props for having balls.
Or 38, because he was 38.
Oh, okay.
Balls. The guy balls. Just has too much testosterone, dude.
I think he watched too many.
That's like no appreciation for anything but himself. What a loser.
I just couldn't. That's the true gender bias, because I'm sure if a guy showed up at a girl's house and she was in oiled
robe.
Up and
yeah,
sexy,
exactly.
Whatever.
He'd be stoked.
He'd be same side. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. Thank you, Beastie Boys. So that was my interesting story of the day. And I got to ride roller coaster rides.
Where? Where did you go to Magic Mountain?
Magic Mountain.
Lucky.
Yeah. I like that place. I haven't been there forever.
Felt like
there.
A
let's
kid.
Go. We're all going.
You have all these plans.
I know. Because I just
money
lost my job.
From, so you
don't
you have
lose
a job.
Your job. Your job lost you.
Yeah, my job lost me. That's right.
Ow. Philosophy by Circa 92.
Is that your new name? Circa 92?
No, Circa 92 okay. Is my more aggressive personality. And then DJ Bruce is like, I'm on fire.
All right.
It's like subtle, little innuendo. Have you guys read The Power of Seduction by Robert Greene?
No.
Oh, God, it's so interesting. I'm on probably my third reading, kind of. I read it twice the first time through. But it's very funny because the vernacular he chooses is what, like, at first kind of made me read it with one eye closed. One eye closed. But it'll be like, step number one. Step number three is isolate the victim. It's all broken down to prey and hunter. It's like really crazy because, you know, like.
So
totally
why don't you
like
exercise test. Something you learned from Power of Suggestion?
No, I don't have enough guts. No guts, no glory. Maybe. Mm. Oh God, how good would it be to hear us? Bruiser's gonna get mad, but Samaya the Tiger. Focus. Get ready for the fight. Kidding.
I feel like I'm being tortured
of the
over
worlds
here.
Over here. We got Bruiser in ring one and Bruce in ring two. Yeah.
The problem is Bruce is gonna kick Bruiser's ass.
Still undecided, but we will take bets. $5.
Yeah, call in. Place your bets.
I'll suffer for money. That's what a job is, right?
Oh my God, I just, you guys know a loose acquaintance of mine, she does foot fetish nights.
Ooh.
I can't even believe this is a perfect segue to everything. She does foot fetish nights, and the next day I used to, because I like writing, you know, so the next day I used to like ask her a bunch of questions, because it was like curiosity to me. Like, they pay $20 every 15 minutes to massage and suck on her feet. They also pay an entrance fee, and this club goes up once a month. So she'll go in, she'll get her pedicure, she goes to work, and she comes back. So one day I was like, how was it last night? You know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I had the weirdest guy to date. While he's rubbing her foot and talking to her, he starts to ask her, tell me the dirtiest your feet have ever been. And she was like, well, I was wearing flip-flops at Disneyland. And he started to get really excited. The second phase was that he made her take off of her shoes and have her walk around the party scuffing her feet, discussing how she could feel the filth between the base of her foot with
her
like,
feet getting
floor.
Stuck to the beer.
Yeah, and then afterwards, she's like, I can just feel myself getting coated. He's like, really? And then, like, you know, the step three was him sucking on her toes.
Her dirty...
As dirty as they were when they were walking through Disneyland in flip-flops.
Okay, what is wrong with people?
Whatever happened to just...
That's so gross.
Where does it... You know, it goes back to Kinsey, too. Look at us. We're covering all territories, sewing it in, making a cloth.
Very, very bizarre. And this is what your friend does for a living?
Yeah, well, that and dates rich men for food. She collects unemployment... She runs, goes tanning. Like, she tans from 12 until 4.
Sounds like this girl's got it hooked up, basically.
Yeah, I mean, if some people can manipulate that, I envy it, you know, personally.
Heck yeah, dude. Can I have her
you
number?
Know?
Yeah, I know. We're all signing up. Yeah.
Signing up for the foot fetish. And she walks, like, you know, almost between $1,000 and $2,000, depending on the night.
And all she has to do is have somebody lick her toes.
Okay, yeah. Where can we sign up?
I can get you that information.
We're going to sign up. Bruiser.
I've got pretty ass toes.
Me too. I have little feet. I'm sure someone has a little foot fetish.
Oh my God, they probably asked you to bind it.
Ew.
Can I wrap your foot? So, you guys, the goal is in 2 weeks we'll also be having my own personal CD debut from a song me and a girlfriend are going to be making with the help of Joseph over here. It's very exciting, right?
You're nice. Quite the Renaissance woman there, Ali. Like, a couple weeks ago, it was the t-shirt party. Now it's a CD release party.
www.tomloveskate.com.
Yeah, how about an update on that? How did your t-shirt party go?
The t-shirt party went well, and it segued into an exploit t-shirt line, exploitation t-shirt line based on the Katie Holmes, Tom Cruise phenomena.
Yeah!
The line is called Katieology, with such stunning shirts that say, can I be your Katie? Truly, .. madly, .. Katie, I have the lookbook right in the back.
It's cool. It's really cool.
We're on a race against Kitson, you guys. This is an anti-corporate radio station, so please order your t-shirts through me. We just got our vintage tees in today. Wheeler dealer. Also, I'm going to pass it to... I'm done.
All right, so
how about some music there,
yeah,
baby?
That'd be great. Let's
see. Music.
I hate everything.
Oh, we all love music. All right, let's
flip the script.
All right, Kill Radio. Kill Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
just fire spreads across the continent in search of a new victim to lock up under the flames of injustice. Africa is burning in the black man here is doing the free.
Sisters dressed up in cultural attire, not realizing that it's more to being black than just talking about it. Africa is burning, and the black man is doing the freak. Tight jeans and Elton John sunglasses, Pierre Cardin sneakers and a bag of smoke. Africa is burning, and the black man is doing the freak.
But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is falling in over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Leave your stepping stones behind. There's something that calls for you. Forget the debt you've left. That will not follow you. Your lover who has just walked through the door has taken off his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is folding over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. While striking all the match, yeah, both starting you. Over now, baby blue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all over now, baby blue.
I'm on.
Hey.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Keep it on.
Hello. Wow. Hi, Kill Radio.
Hi.
Hi, the train wreck. What's up?
Chugga.
Chugga chugga. Joseph.
Circa.
Circa. Bruiser.
Bruiser.
Shamber.
Shamber.
Who just quit her job. Hey.
Lucky bitch.
Here, I'll put the music on in the background.
Oh, I like the music in the background.
Yeah.
213-252-0998.
Wow. We were all so talkative a second ago.
I know.
It's like as soon as it goes up.
And we were witty, too.
We were. But we're in the now.
Now.
And now.
The now is not.
Now. Now's now. Live in the now.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, too. It's like Twister.
Can't even move. I feel trapped.
Yeah.
What's that sound?
Oh.
Joseph, stop it!
Well, it was the burrito I had earlier. Mexican food. I did have Mexican
that
last night.
That is so much fun vibrationally in my body. It feels like I just rode like a riding lawnmower. You know, like you still shake afterwards.
Allie.
What? Oh. Who's Allie?
What is that? Is that a doorbell?
It's my phone.
What the hell is that?
Hello? Is everybody home?
Is that the elevator?
We're going up. Floor 7. Floor 8. It must have been a personal
the top
call.
Of the building.
Now you can jump.
Jump. Yeah. Prepare.
I'm not jumping. I'm free.
I'm pushing.
Because you believe there's a safety
Are you
net at the bottom.
Or a pusher?
You believe there's
pusher.
A safety net.
I'm your pusher man.
I'm your pusher man.
Push, push.
If you guys could see my shoulder shake as I speak.
Uh-huh. You got quite some shoulders there, Allie. You look like
hey.
You look like a swimmer
Allie,
or something.
She can She's a little boxer.
Oh, you're a boxer?
Yeah.
Is this for real?
She's for real a boxer.
Because you have, like, nice arms, and you look like you could beat somebody up pretty
no,
good.
They've gone
She'd
to
be
hell.
Pretty good at it. She's quick.
I
you
am.
Were doing, like, this boxing thing. And, like,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
You should see.
That's My friend is right this girl
hooks.
I know is a champ world, I think she's world, maybe national, undefeated female boxer.
Wow.
Her name is Julie
Bring her
something.
On.
I don't know her last
wow.
name.
Wow, I gotta get in. I haven't. I mean, I'm on hiatus. It'd be a false